like also to say thanks to the Iowa State Guard that has done such a splendid job in assisting us in getting set up here and in arranging to get through to this very splendid vantage point. And right now I'm going to turn the microphone over to Harold Fair, our program director, who's going to tell you about the first part of the parade. Here's Harold.
Thanks, Herb. Ladies and gentlemen, right in front of us is the United States Army Band. I'm sorry that they just stopped playing as they marched in front of us, but I'm sure you heard part of the music. Color all around us, behind the band and marching now just 50 yards behind them, is massed a group of flags, Old Glory and in all its glory. The parade is now coming by, and standing down in front of us are those who are occupying the seats of honor on the reviewing stand. Right ahead of us now, as I have just spoken, come the flags. Oh, it's a riot of color, and thousands of people are lining the streets, and it's a grand day in Des Moines and in Iowa. Everybody now stands at strict attention, and heads are uncovered as these flags pass by. It's a thrilling sight. You can hear now in the distance as they march away the United States Army Band as they strike up again. And coming now are the veterans of foreign wars, the American Legion, marching beautifully, machine-like in their precision, and more flags and more color and more enthusiasm on all sides. There are the flags of the United Nations behind the banners of the American Legion. All of the United Nations are represented here in this riot of color as they march by. Looking down the street now into the far distance, this parade, which stretches endlessly into the distance as we look back across the avenue, we see uniforms and more uniforms, people marching. Right in front of us now, there's a color guard as the American Legion lines up in front of the reviewing stand, and we have a corridor of flags as these men come to attention, some facing this way, facing the reviewing stand, and those directly in front of us facing the opposite direction. And the parade now marches through this corridor of flags of the United Nations. A handsome sight, believe me. A handsome sight. Blue, red, gold, green, brown, all of the colors of the rainbow are lined up here before us. Now directly in front of us are veterans of the Spanish-American War. You rarely see that uniform anymore. The light blue trousers and the dark blue jackets with the campaign hats and the yellow stripes down the trouser legs. And a hand comes up from the crowd as these veterans of that almost forgotten war, forgotten because comparatively so insignificant and yet so important too to the men who fought and some who died to combat the might of Spain. Coming now is a marching group of the American Legion Auxiliary, and handsome they are indeed, in white uniforms with scarlet capes and high shackles with waving red plumes. Now cut, boys. There's nothing but cars for a little while. Coming down the street now, ladies and gentlemen, is the 5th Infantry Division Band, and I'm sure you can hear them playing in the microphone. Listen to that music. That's part of the thrill of this great centennial day. Well, just marching by, the 5th Infantry Division Band, and now marching behind them in machine-like precision is a representation of the might that just won the Second World War for peace and for humanity. This is the 3rd Battalion of the 2nd Infantry of the United States Army. Fine-looking young men marching. Ah, yes, it's a beautiful sight to see this. Herb, you've something you wanted to say at this point, haven't you?
Well, I was just thinking, Harold, when you spoke about the thrill of seeing that 5th Infantry Division Band, I remember a thrill that I saw, or I experienced, when I saw the 5th Infantry in another circumstance, crossing the Rhine. There were no bands there that day, but those boys were really in action, and it certainly is a thrill to see them here again today in this greatest of all parades we have ever seen in this section of the country.
Thanks, Herb. I imagine the sight of these boys marching by must inspire some memories that was in your mind, in your recollections, that are thrilling and certainly something you'll never forget.
Right here, Harold, are members of the Red Bull Division, and we all know that as our own 34th. And I see also some members of that famous 42nd, the Rainbow Division. You see the rainbow patches there on their shoulders?
I do, Herb. Go ahead. You're doing fine. No more about these boys tonight.
Well, there are, of course, a lot of divisions represented here. As a matter of fact, this group just ahead of us now is made up of men of virtually every division in the United States Army in both the ETO and in the Pacific theaters. Right now, the colors have gone by again. Everyone is standing at attention, heads bowed, and now again another procession of men from all the different divisions. I can see patches from virtually every part of the Army, the armored units, the infantry, the combat men, and here come some more men. Right now we have members of another division in front of us, and coming up very shortly, members of the Iowa State Guard.
Herb, thank you very much. Right behind this group of infantrymen who have just marched by, and of which you have heard from Herb, comes the Battery FA of the United States Army. Here's a jeep now with the commanding officers of this group, and right behind them, well, there's several jeeps, and behind them, I'm sure, we'll find these field pieces that barked and barked long and loud at the enemy. Okay, cut. Colorful portions of the parade is just going by now, ladies and gentlemen. The Indians from the reservation at Tama, Iowa. Chief Powashik, one of the oldest and one of the most important members of the tribe, has just ridden by waving a feathered fan to the crowd. And now right in front of the stand is the Bloomfield Band. You can hear that music, I'm sure. Bloomfield, Iowa, beautifully uniformed and marching beautifully, and as you can understand and hear, they're playing just as well. Marching by and into the distance now to the west as they go on up Locust Street here in Des Moines. And now down the street, as I look back into the distance to the other direction, comes an ox cart. I can just barely make out the covered top of this cart. I can see a bullwhip flashing into the air as the driver goes through the motions, at least, of whipping up the oxen, who are moving very slowly. I can tell you to be sure that the parade behind that part of it is going to move a little more slowly than it has up to now. Four oxen hitched to this cart as it comes up the street slowly. Great beasts of burden that originally carried the settlers into this state and drew the schooners and wagons with the provisions and the equipment and the furnishings that all of these early pioneers carried with them into the rolling prairies of this beautiful state of Iowa. Mighty beasts they are, and important they were in the original settlement of this state. Their heads swinging low, they slowly plod up the street. Now I can see the driver, and I must say that those oxen are moving slowly, probably because he weighs at least 300 pounds. I don't think I ever saw a bigger man than this man that's riding behind those oxen. The hand that they get as they come by, the crowd applauds them. Very gently he does, but he whips out the whip and flicks them on the back as they come up the street. Now they're directly in front of us with great heavy yokes. That's a most unusual sight. There are big horns turning one way and another as they placidly come up the street, look the crowd over with almost disdain. The wagon is quite crowded. Under that cover there are sunbonneted ladies and bearded men. They're waving at the crowd as they recede in the distance. Okay, boys, cut.